Racine County Eye gives thanks for the amazing year so far. That has been 2025. Racine County Eye. Racine WI. Now that Thanksgiving food has been eaten and leftovers piled in the fridge, the Packers won, and the desserts have settled, the staff at Racine County Eye wanted to take this moment to give thanks of our own. This Thanksgiving, I'm really grateful for my people, my family, my friends, and this wild, scrappy community we get to call home. I'm thankful for the readers who keep showing up, clicking, sharing, and trusting Racine County Eye to help them make sense of what's going on around them. I'm thankful for the small business owners and partners who believe local news is worth investing in, even when the economy feels shaky. I'm thankful for our team and contributors who hustle hard behind the scenes to tell stories that actually matter to folks here. And honestly, I'm thankful for the chance to keep building something rooted in Racine's future, more informed, more connected, and more compassionate than ever. This year has really shown me that the news is where I am meant to be, and I give thanks for that. And to be back with Racine County Eye, to come full circle since Denise and I founded this business in 2013, is especially meaningful. Our team is small but mighty, and I am honored to work with some of the best people on the planet. Denise, who has kept RCE not just afloat but thriving even during the hardest times. Jamie, who has what feels like a magic connection with people in every corner of this county. Grant, who fit in right away and is eager to bring RCE readers the news they can use. And Cheyenne, who does a lot of heavy lifting behind the scenes and is evolving into a solid writer herself. If this is what 2025 has wrought, then I absolutely cannot wait to see what 2026 has in store for us. Jamie Freeland, Business Development Manager, this Thanksgiving. I'm especially grateful for the work I get to do and the people I get to do it with. At the Racine County Eye, I'm surrounded by a work family that truly feels like home, a team united by a shared purpose to uplift others through meaningful, community-driven journalism. I love connecting with local businesses and community members, building relationships that strengthen the place we all call home. I also give thanks for the opportunity to deliver Meals on Wheels to seniors in the Racine community. It brings me so much joy to offer a kind word, a smile, or even a hug. And honestly, volunteering gives me far more than I could ever give in return. It fills my heart and reminds me of the power of simple human connection. And of course, I'm deeply thankful for my family, my friends, and Bella, our Frenchie, who can brighten even the toughest day. Even when life feels heavy, the people and purpose around me keep me grounded, grateful, and hopeful. I'm thankful for my family. When the weeks started to turn into months, I realized my family is really important in my life. Family is something I can always rely on, even hundreds of miles away. I have been at Racine County Eye for a year now, and I'm grateful for this job every day. I love what I get to do and the people I work with, both in the office and in the county. This was a year of growth, both personally and professionally, and I've had so many opportunities. I'm grateful for good health for my loved ones, and another year with our animals. Here's to a great 2026.